May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Pastor Loom, EIIT students and members of your family, distinguished members of the faculty and students here at Concordia Seminary, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text is that reading from Deuteronomy chapter 6, the last version of which I could understand the word Israel. Again, these words, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one." Are you listening? I remember as a child hearing my pastor say that to us in the middle of his sermon. It must have appeared to him that those seated in front of him, like you are, weren't really paying attention at all. That irritated him because he knew what he had to say was important to hear. Are you a good listener? Listening is hard work. We hear thousands of words every day, and in addition to them, thousands and thousands of signs and those kinds of sounds that get in the way of our hearing. And quite honestly, many of those words go in one ear and out the other, and we hate that when it comes to the test. But Moses knew that was a real problem when it came to what God has to say. God's word speaks life. God's word is life. And if people don't hear it at all, or if it goes in one ear and out the other without registering, they lose out on life. Now, before books and copiers, it was a society that required people to listen attentively. No chance to get Moses' notes if you happen to snooze while he was talking. So he says, "Listen, pay attention. What I'm about to say is critically important. Hear, O Israel." And then a good homiletical pause to build up anticipation. Ready, drum roll, here it comes. "The Lord our God, the Lord is one. Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad." That's it? Does that strike you as life or death news? Oh, we agree with it, of course. The true God is one of a kind, in a class by himself. Our God, the only living God, the only one not created by humans. And not just any God, but our God, a God who binds himself to us. You know that. That's why you're here. It's why you students come here from around the country and around the world. It's why EIIT students have plowed through 16 courses of 10 weeks of theology. It's why professors and staff have left behind other things they could do with their life in order to be here to help you. They share scholarly words spoken from the heart, insights that make you say, "Wow." You love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and strength. You love the word he speaks. Hear, O Israel, hear, O seminarian, hear, O Christian. But hearing can simply be passive, our ears absorbing sounds and words that move in waves at us. But there is also that hard work of discernment, of what to tune in and what to tune out, what to hold on to, what to let go of. Some words are careless and some off color. Some are true but not helpful. Others are untrue and quite harmful. Words that make your heart break and words that make you whole. Which words do you take to heart? This is a place for hearing and taking to heart the word that is from God, the word that is God, for faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But taking it to heart doesn't mean getting all emotional or subjective either. It means treasuring it, loving it, pondering it, like Mary did when she heard the word of God spoken to her. So listen, let it get caught between your ears and in your mind and in your heart, but don't dare let it stay there. download that word into your hard drive so it drives who you are, what you do, and what you say. For hearers of the word who take it to heart are also to be heard. You probably know the Hebrew for the word listen is shema. The word for teach is shanan. Shema means to listen so attentively on the edge of your seat and to take into your heart what God says and then do it, obey it, live it. Shanan means to take that same word and engrave it on the hearts and the minds of another, sharpening their understanding through repetition as you would sharpen a knife on a grindstone. So what a blessing it is for me when I hear little children repeating prayers that have been engraved on their hearts, or the elderly praying hymns that have been engraved on their hearts. They have been catechized. They have been shenaned. You know, there are religions like Islam that take more seriously than we do what Moses said. They learn their holy book by heart. They recite word by word their prayers, but it is not a living word. It is so often a word of judgment and bondage and futility, even a word of hatred. That word also forms them and binds them and shapes them, which is why the world needs people like you to be heard. The word we hear and take to heart, the word we teach, is a word that renews mind and heart, body and soul, a living word of a living God that brings life to the dead, hope to the despairing, faith to the doubting. That word is God at work. Long ago, the writer to the Hebrews said, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but now in these latter days, he has spoken to us by his Son. The God who had a word to be heard through Moses sent a word made flesh in the person of Jesus. Jesus recited that great Shema Israel. But more than that, he fulfilled it. He loved his Father with all his heart and soul and strength, and in so doing loved you with all your being. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and gave his Son as a sacrifice for our sins. Yes, our God is one, and the way to life is singular in Jesus. Yet the message of Moses did not seem urgent to everyone, and many seem to take Jesus not so seriously either. They may sleep through some of your sermons and your Bible classes. You may be tempted to shout at them, "Are you listening?" Back in times of war, a highlight for soldiers was mail call. Oh, they would gather round and hear lots of different names called, but the one they really were listening for was their name. That meant a personal letter from home to be read and pondered and treasured. Some of you will be listening with that kind of anticipation to hear your name called for placement today. Others of you need to wait a little while. Remember each time, though, that you teach or you preach, you are announcing a message from God that is personal to those who are gathered before you. Hear, O beloved people of God, a word of God that brings you life. Hear, take to heart, be heard. There's more to theology than that, but there's nothing more important. May the word that has been spoken into your ears and treasured by the Spirit in your hearts be heard from your lips and seen in your life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We sing hymn 833.